Welcome to Marvel Champions Podcast, a podcast about Marvel Champions, the card game. I'm your host, Scott, and with me as always, my co-host, Ryan.
That is right, sir. Are you ready for some speculation?
Ooh, speculation, Ryan. What are you speculating tonight?
Well, we got a reach out from one of our listeners asking us a question about potential future heroes.
Yeah, chatting with chumps here, and our chump today was Anthony. Anthony asked, he says, you know, everybody's speculating the next wave. And he says, just imagine that you two were designing a hero from that next wave.
Oh.
Yeah. And he said, who would you design? And he asked, what would you do for their kit? Would you do events? Would you do upgrades, supports? And then kind of sprinkled in there, would they have like a permanent form or something? Another side deck, like a Doctor Strange.
Ooh,
and then throughout some nemesis and obligations, maybe. So we thought we'd take a crack at that. Chat with our chump Anthony for a minute.
That's right. So I, do you mind if I go first there, sir?
No, feel free. Speculate away.
So I hope that what's coming up is going to be some more street level heroes. Talking about your Daredevil and your Luke Cage and so forth. I really like to see some of those come out. I think Daredevil would be the one I would be most excited for, but I really couldn't think of a good how to like make him good and the mechanisms behind him. So I just kind of was like, nah, let's not do that. And I decided to go with the Punisher.
Ooh, Punisher.
I think he would be really cool to have come out and to design around. But I think the Punisher is a little difficult because you don't want him to be too much like some of these other heroes. So ones that I would say are that could be similar to him would be your Rocket Raccoon.
Okay.
Possibly, well, Rocket because of his upgrades and his guns. Possibly, what's his face? War Machine, because he's got the ammo counters.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think of how to make Mr. Frank Castle different. And so I have two directions to take with him. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's
speculate here.
The first one would be similar to one of my favorite cards of Deadpool. I really like Armed to the Teeth from Deadpool's kit. I love being able to take a weapon and put it to the side and basically move your weapons in and out. And I thought, since Punisher is basically all weapons, that that would be a cool mechanism, is to have a way to like interchange his weapons depending on the scenario that's happening. So maybe he has his machine gun that does damage, like small ping damage, or maybe he has a grenade launcher or other equipment that doesn't have to be a gun, and be able to,
come on.
Yes, but being able to, like, because you only can have certain number out, and being able to move them back and forth depending on the scenario. And then maybe do something like, instead of ammo counters, you can just do resources. So if you want to shoot his gun, you have to spend a resource and you get to shoot two damage to someone at range or something like that. Or two resources, you can fire their grenade launcher, deal three damage to everybody or something like that. So almost like a little sprinkling of Hawkeye a little bit. And just kind of do something like that. So what do you think of that one?
So when I think of Punisher, I think of the 90s Spider-Man cartoon when he kind of had a couple little, you know, highlights or, you know, popped in there. And he had this one thing where he would, like, his van would, like, shoot things to him. He would, like, call into his van, and he's like,
yes,
you know, van, shoot this up here, coordinates, you know, X, Y, Z, Q, you know. And then he would just shoot stuff over to him. Or he would, like, stop Spider-Man or something. That's what I think of. I think he would need to have some cool, like, support, like, armored van.
He would absolutely have to have his armored van.
Right.
And my thought was potentially the car, to kind of like armed to the teeth, it is his van. And you can store like weapon upgrades underneath it. And that's where you can move it in and out. Like exhaust the van, take a card from it, and swap it, kind of thing.
Yeah. So would you utilize his base stats, like basic actions with him? Or do you think he would be more of a...
I think you would have to make his basic stats not really worth much, because he's just a human. So maybe like two threat and one attack, or not threat, thwart, one attack, one defense. And maybe he can have like body armor that increases his defense or something.
See, I was thinking that too. He would have like his armored vest or body armor, and it would have that sweet Punisher logo right on it. Plus
yeah,
one.
Maybe you can exhaust him to ready the van so that you can move, change your weapons out more or something like that. So it's kind of a mixture of like Hawkeye and a little bit of like Rocket, you know, several of them, because there's so many heroes, there's going to be little bits of everything. So.
See, that's an interesting concept, like, where you were just talking about that, like, his van readying. What if you were, like, attaching his van to, like, strategic points on the board? Like, you could attach his van to, like, the villain or an enemy, or over to, like, to a side scheme. And then kind of do what you were talking about earlier with, like, spinning resources to do whatever you needed to do with a certain weapon or something.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do have my other way of taking this.
Okay.
And this one I like a lot. I do like the interplay of like changing your weapons in and out. But this one I think would be really fun. And it would introduce a new type of card to the pool. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
So you have either one or two upgrades that either you can... I don't know if you'd start off with them. Maybe you'd start off with them. I don't know. But they're pretty weak. But you have, we'll say, like five other upgrades in your kit. And these upgrades can attach to your weapons to make them stronger. So weapon attachments. And you still with me?
Okay, yep.
So let's say you have like a machine gun. And one of the attachments could be an extended magazine, and it allows you to like ready the weapon to like shoot it again, kind of thing. Or you can have like a scope and allows you to have range or something, whatever. But you use these other upgrades to customize your weapons for that scenario, and you can change them in and out.
That's interesting.
Huh? And
yeah, that's not bad, yeah.
The best part is that though you can put him on his main guns, you can put him on other weapon attachments if you have them out. So if you like, say, got rid of one of your weapons and you threw in, I don't know, the sonic rifle, you can attach one of your upgrades to the sonic rifle and make it even better,
or like
potentially
make it gain this or that. Okay.
Yeah, so it allows for some deck building potential.
Around like the weapon keyword or trait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought that would be kind of interesting to have just like a bunch of different ones that could interact with the weapons to make it, hey, this one I'm going to focus on stunning more or doing most damage or encounter set mess up. I don't know what each of them would do, but just something that you can, and maybe the weapons can only have like two of those attachments,
right?
So you limit them, so you have to pick and choose, and you can change them out here and there. But you can keep like the ammos being a resource and those upgrades, if you don't want to play them as upgrades, they can be, you can have like a little line that says double the resource that this card brings when you play them as ammo or something like that. So you can still utilize those cards, even though you don't want that upgrade on your.
Yeah.
Iron
that's,
thing.
That's kind of an interesting concept, because you could do, there's tons of like attachments to firearms. You could have like a, I'm going to look stupid. I know it's a silencer, but they don't call it a silencer. You're like dumb if you call it a silencer. Suppressor. You could have like a suppressor or like extended mag, like you said, scope, tactical flashlight.
You could do a flashlight that maybe it goes around patrol or something. I don't know.
Like each of them, like the suppressor gains this or that, or you know, you can do all those like armor piercing rounds, and you can get piercing. One gives you range, like the scope gives you range. Like that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool to have like, this is the weapon you're going into battle versus whoever. You customize it to the way you want it to maximize your efficiency. And I thought about it, and I feel like I would love to see a hero that really doesn't have the typical attack event, a thwart event, a defense event, and make it all of his events revolve around his equipment, as his equipment is his attack and his defense and his thwart. Or maybe his hero is the thwart and the gun is the attack, and maybe he has something else, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So I don't think you have to have this attack event or that event.
Right.
They can rally around his equipment, like search for an equipment card and then attach it to a thing, or, you know, I don't know.
Right. Cause you could play around having like a pistol and then some type of rifle style firearm, and then have other attachments that you could, you know, then you could play like, when this is attached to the rifle, it does this. If it's attached to the pistol, it does this.
Yeah. Depending on how it all works out. But I think something along those lines would be kind of interesting to customize.
Okay.
And it would introduce a new car type. Maybe then you can do some aspect versions of those. I don't know if FFG is ready for that, but I'm here to revolutionize the game. All right.
Okay. All right. I've got a couple of questions for you. I don't know too much about Punisher, but if he was to have a signature ally, who's his signature ally going to be?
Oh man, I don't know.
I know it's his support. If you don't. Okay. What's that?
I don't know what ally he would have. I know like what support he would have. He have, that one guy, his like man in the chair. I forgot his name. But maybe like a Spider-Man signature ally would be really cool, because I know he's had interactions with Spider-Man.
Okay. Yeah, because he does a lot with some of those street level heroes. Daredevil. You know, I think he's had run-ins with Daredevil some. There's an idea.
Yeah, he's done Daredevil. Oh, well, if they do like a street level, Daredevil might be a good signature ally for, you know, your team up cards.
Yeah.
I do think his nemesis would be Jigsaw. That's kind of like his big nemesis. And then
do
his obligation.
To play a game? Oh, yeah, different Jigsaw. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, different Jigsaw. very similar. Okay. His obligation would obviously be the memory of his family being killed.
Sure, right.
And so on and so forth.
Wasn't maybe there one of those live action Punishers where John Travolta was in it? Was he the bad guy?
I think that was the first Punisher movie.
Maybe it's just a giant picture of, maybe that's his nemesis, is John Travolta.
John Travolta. That'd scare me. But yeah, I think that would be an interesting Frank Castle. Wait, out of the two, which one would you probably like to see more?
Conceptually, talking about the like upgrading a single firearm gun, like that to me sounds interesting, because you make it whatever you need it to be,
Yes.
Hopefully you're getting the right cards, but you could definitely play to that. Like, I'm going to attach this because I need it to do this right now.
Yep.
It's a cool concept.
Yep, yep, yep. Or maybe you can combine the two. I don't know. FFG, make it happen.
Yes, because they're listening.
They are listening. Hello, Clarice.
All right, so I think I'm going to go on the same train. Because, you know, if you're doing Punisher and it's the same wave, I think mine maybe could be like a wave two, maybe. Because you figure if you're doing super street level like that, you know, you've got your set few that everybody wants to see. I think mine could be done in like a second wave with more of your like Ghost Rider and Blade, different kind of supernatural Midnight Suns kind of feel. So I was thinking about a Blade build. You know, we have Blade as an ally in the game.
Yes, we do.
And I was thinking, how can you make Blade a hero? Like, what ideas could you do? And, you know, he's a vampire. And okay, he kind of, like, has that, like, I don't know, his, like, some of the stuff, he has, like, a serum that he takes so he doesn't go, like, full vampire-y. But he's still got some like vampire-esque powers and abilities and traits. So I was thinking something along the lines of like a permanent condition status card that almost kind of like a phoenix that if you've not like taken your, you know, your remedy or whatever he takes, you would get more of like a vampire urge or something. And you would flip and you would just be like raging out as a vampire, almost vampire.
Ooh, control.
Yeah. So you, and whatever that takes the form of, like, you know, if you defeat a minion, you put a token there. And if there's three or more tokens, it's like you ate the bad guys, you know, you vampired them up or something. And you would obviously have different benefits being on either side.
Interesting. So he has this.
Go ahead.
So he has this basically like in control.
Yeah.
And then he can lose control and then he goes crazy and can attack anybody or something like that. See, right?
So then one of the other things was trying to incorporate it something where like he would almost be a little bit a vampire-esque with friendly characters. Like you would run the risk of him potentially siphoning off health from friendly characters while he was in that like vampire rage status. Got to feed that hunger.
Now, it's been a while since I've like looked at Blade's like hero abilities and stuff. He is vampire. Does he like suck the blood of people, is he just kind of like a vegetarian?
I don't know. He eats deer. Sucks the blood of deer. I don't know.
Part of the Twilight crew.
It probably would have been better if I did a little more like research, but. So back to the cards. So some of the things I think would be cool for him to have is, you know, he's got that sweet sword typically.
Oh yeah.
I think an upgrade of a sword, piercing, plus one attack, maybe something else cool with it. Some of the movies had like that cool like throwing star doodad gadget, which was kind of neat. Or I think just like a sweet trench coat, black trench coat. Would be a nice little upgrade.
Yeah, definitely he's got, because I remember, at least from the Blade movies, he had all sorts of little gadgets.
Yeah, which would lead to his support. You know, you could have Whistler as like a support.
Yeah.
I don't really see him as like a signature ally. I wouldn't want to pull like a Valkyrie and waste my signature ally, but...
Yeah, that's true. Now, he does have healing, so would you incorporate any healing?
So that would be some of that, like, I think it would be interesting if he was, like, a vampire, more vampire than, like, not vampire, that you could siphon health off of like a ally to heal yourself.
Hmm. Okay.
But I don't know if that's like really a thing or not. But he's a vampire.
I wonder if he could do like a hunt token, because he is a hunter, right? But I guess he's only a vampire hunter. But I guess he can hunt people down, right?
Sure.
I wonder if he could almost do like a Valkyrie kind of thing,
like
where you can
like a scent or marked or something.
Yeah, he can hunt you down or something.
Yeah, I don't know. See, that's like, I figured he'd have a couple attachments, and unfortunately, I think he'd be your standard kind of couple of attack events, a couple of thwart events, some type of defensive event.
He may be a good, because there's generally a hero in most waves that's a little simpler for players.
Sure. Right.
He might fit that kind of that little spot of being played simple, not too complicated, but, you know, fairly strong with attack, with Thor, with defense, with some fun little mechanisms. He might fit that really good.
So another thing to kind of play off that whole like serum thing, if you did kind of do that like lost control, is you would have like serum cards, and those you could do as like resources. And when you spin them on something, it, you know, removes a counter, so you're that much further from flipping into, you know, uncontrolled rage. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe it gives you like a buff for that turn, you know, choose attack or thwart or defense and add one or two. You make them have like real base 1-1-1 stats or something.
Like
four of those. And so you can use those to kind of crave off the hunger, stave off the hunger, or not use them and then go full blown vampire. Obviously, he didn't turn full vampire, but.
You never go full vampire.
He could, maybe. I don't know.
Interesting. I kind of like the losing control. Now, I wonder how you do the losing control. Do you have to, like, do you have to choose who you're attacking and then you, like...
I like that mechanism of, like... Didn't we play a game recently where if you did something, if you didn't get certain, like, resource type, you attacked...
Psylocke's Nemesis.
Yes.
Don't remind me, I sucked.
Yeah, well, I mean, so there's ways you could do it. Yeah, you have to discard the top card of your deck, and if it's this, you attack an ally or something. I don't know, or a hero or something.
Yeah, all right. Well, I've got a very important question for you. You ready?
Yep.
Which outfit would he wear? Would he wear his slick black or his old school, like, light colored jacket kind of outfit?
Well, I mean, it would just pretty much be Wesley Snipes, just like a picture of Wesley Snipes around the front of the card.
It's only Wesley Snipes. That's the only blade, right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think that, like, that. It's kind of like the iconic blade. When most people think blade, that's kind of long black trench coat, widow's peak kind of looking hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some Thunglathoth.
All right. What about motorcycle? Because in the 90s cartoon on Spider-Man, he had a rockin' cycle.
You could have a motorcycle support upgrade, whatever. I don't know what it'd do, but it'd give you aerial, right?
Can he fly? I don't think that's one of his abilities.
No, I don't think he could fly. He's just a daywalker.
He's
the only one that could walk between both worlds.
He was the only one that could walk between both worlds.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I would do for a nemesis for him. I think historically he was hunting vampires, so you'd think he'd be some type of vampire, like a Dracula. I know that's like a Marvel, the Marvel Dracula, or you could do Morbius, And then we had joked a little bit, and he could always do his mom.
Well, there's several. I went and looked it up. There's one that might work real good. Morbius, I think, is probably a solid one. But the person that turned him into a vampire, Deacon.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that apparently killed his mom and turned him into a vampire.
Okay. Now, what would his obligation be? So my thing is, if you don't go with that whole, like, you know, lust, bloodlust or something, you could definitely do that. But I don't know.
Hmm.
Or, like, scared of the sun.
Say, like, bloodlust. The lust for humans. Because he has to fight that, right?
I think so.
He's only human.
I
know for a fact that someone is a Blade fan right now listening to this and is just dying right now. They're like, you guys don't even know who Blade is.
Do you even Blade, bro?
I would admit, I don't know Blade as much as others. Yes. I remember playing him in the Marvel Alliance games, and he was always pretty strong in those, so.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know much, but I do know he has a trench coat and a sword, so we'll go with that.
That's all you need to be a good hero in this game, is a trench coat and a sword.
I don't know. Angel, he's got a trench coat. It's even on his card.
And his wings are almost like swords if you have right.
Archangel, see?
Set up.
Just make him just like Archangel.
That's right. Well, nice. I'm excited. I expect Fantasy Flight to take these ideas and make them into reality for us. If this you don't...
Go ahead.
Say, if you don't, there's going to be a lot of fans that are disappointed because they all support our ideas.
This reminds me of, like, when a, like, artist dad draws their kids, like, crayon, you know, monster art. And it just looks hideous when they, like, draws it in real life. That's what this is.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
They took our ideas and it's like, yeah, it just didn't really work, guys.
I'm gonna need you to rethink about this, okay?
Yeah. But it's worth chatting with some chumps. We appreciate Anthony with asking the question.
Yeah. I would love for some people to toss us some of their hopeful heroes and their mechanisms. Like, some of them that were on the chop block that I was thinking about was Mr. Fantastic. I was thinking about Daredevil. Who else was I thinking about? Probably someone else. Maybe Human Torch. Ariel. All day with him. And he just burns everybody.
Mm-hmm. Introduced like a new burned keyword or something.
The burn token.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you do? That's exactly what you do, but you kind of make it like X-23's piercing card that does damage later on. That's what you do. It's a burn card, and you put it on, and it deals them like one damage every turn.
How do you know what his obligation would be?
The doctor?
No. I was hoping you'd get this, Ryan. It is denied a bank loan.
Been denied a bank loan.
Do you not remember from Anchorman? It's like, the Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
I do remember that. I was thinking of another show.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. But yeah, I think there's a lot of ones. I would love to see the Invisible Woman, Sue Storm. Yeah. I would love for her specifically to be like the ultimate support character, that she gets really strong when she's helping other heroes or allies, maybe. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, I think with her, you have like a few different options. Like, if you truly make her invisible, some way that she completely like negate an attack
mm-hmm.
would be a cool concept. Or I worry they'll go a lot with her, like, because doesn't she have, like, force field powers, too?
Yep, yep.
I think they'll be stuck doing that, because I don't know what can translate into being invisible within, inside the card game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very defensive-oriented in its mechanisms.
Yeah.
But that's why I was thinking, like, for her, because of her abilities, maybe somehow to do like a super support character that can really benefit players, really make them stronger or protect them, like with the force field. Maybe with invisibility, she gets around stalwart or something. That'd be a cool, unique thing.
See, that's what I was thinking. If she's sneaking around, maybe she can thwart off multiple schemes or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, get around those typical, you know, patrol, guard, crisis, those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, there's so many. Daredevil and Luke Cage. I know a lot of people would love to see a Moon Knight. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Different personalities.
Yeah, that one would be interesting. I don't know all the details of Moon Knight.
Maybe we'll have to have different personalities.
That's special guest on to talk about Moon Knight.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. Sounds right. Good.
Yeah.
I love speculating. I just wish Fantasy Flight would just take us serious and just reveal all these things. Come on.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh, well, we can try.
Well, we appreciate Please. Anthony reaching out. And we hope this answered his question. And if anybody else has more questions or ideas they'd like to chat with us, chumps, we'd be happy to hear from you. You can reach out at marvelchumpionspod@gmail.com. And as always, give us a 5-star review if you can. It helps us out a whole bunch. Should take just a minute or so. We really appreciate it. And if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks.
See you later.